Welcome back. Semi-finals. Is it semi-final? It is semi-final tonight. West Coast and the Cats. And then tomorrow night, GWS Giants take on the Brisbane Lions. And the position of the ruck, I haven't always been a buyer of ruckman, I have to be perfectly honest. And then I came around to realise that the really good ones are super important. So therefore, it stands to reason that those that can unravel the opposition ruckman become very, very important in a club's setup. And I believe this next guest of ours, Stephen Talbot, is as good as anyone. Fourth in the Brownlow in 1984, if you don't mind, was this, the Swans as a specialist ruck coach.
Not sure about that.
For some time, not sure about what.
Well, you know.
Fourth in the Brownlow.
Yeah.
It's there in paper. He joins us on the line. Steve, welcome.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Unlucky in that Brownlow medal year of 1984. Who won it that year?
Morey won it that year, actually. Peter Moore. Oh, I should have won it.
Did you have his measure?
Well, no one knew I was, but if they had been realistic, I would have been in front before they realised it was, you know. But unfortunately, he's a great player, great era. I was very lucky. One in a million.
Hey, Torbo, you've been involved in ruck coaching for a long time. I've labelled you the ruck whisperer. Okay, so you've had to do is you've had to plot and plan alongside the ruckman each and every week, trying to identify weaknesses, techniques, all that type of thing. So specifically, we want to talk about the ruckman this weekend. It's such the first week of the finals revealed that if you've got a winning ruckman, if you've got a dominating ruckman, it goes a long, long way to winning the game. So let's talk about Martin up against Mumford, the Brisbane Lions up against the Giants. Okay, Martin first.
Yep.
Planning against him, what are you looking to do?
Well, I think it's not maybe I can attack this question another way. Looking at those two opponents, now they're probably the most similar opponents in the whole competition. They're both absolute physical bulls, and they do their ruck work with a lot of physicality. In fact, you know, we had Shane for a long time at the Swans. He actually looks, as does Martin, for a physical contact before he actually rucks. And they will be just going at each other like two bulls in a ring. Now, interesting enough with Shane, and it is a while since he was at the Swans. It was 2012 when he left. But the guys that troubled Shane a bit were sometimes a smaller type non-ruckman. And I did notice last week that I think Bonapelli had a time in there, and they can trouble him a bit when he can't find their body, I've seen that bring him undone a little bit from time to time, but the two of them will just go head to head looking for each other. They'll find each other's body very quickly and see if they can, you know, it becomes a bit of a pitching contest, to be honest, you know, so they can just belt each other and then do their ruck work. Shane needs their contact. And, of course, you know, what he does after that, because neither of them are big leapers, they're often on their feet after the ruck contest. So, obviously, the follow-up work with the tackling and all that sort of stuff comes into play. Very similar guys, but both at the same sort of stage of their careers. Been around a long, long time, both very experienced. And that will be a vital contest, that too.
So if you're rucking against Mumford, what you're saying to your ruckman is not to engage in the physical
he'll come looking for the contest. So you've got to try and he'll come looking for the physical confrontation. So you've got to sort of try and get him through the ruck contest before he finds that physical note. I mean, we had a little bit of success with him with a player called Dean Towers for a while. We tried him against him, and he just couldn't find him in the ruck contest. And so I'm not saying that it just deflated his effectiveness for a little while. But he's a very good player. Talking for all four ruckmen this weekend, all very unique and at the top of their game.
Of those two, of Mumford and Martin, which is the one that correlates more to clearances? Because we know it doesn't always stand to reason the bloke gets the hands on it, gets the clearances.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I would have thought Shane would, because what he provides around the contest after the ruck contest is so important to them, with his clearing sort of his ability to, you know, be involved as soon as the contest is over, which is things that we've bunged on for years and years. It's not just actually what happens in the ruck contest, it's whether you stay in it after the actual event, which is so important. I would have thought Shane's got his head in front of those.
The one that probably most people will look for even more is tonight's contest between Grundy and Nat Newey. Grundy, the All-Australian ruckman, Nat Newey, probably the most influential player in the competition when he can play. So how do they approach this?
Not Grundy. Reece Stanley.
Sorry, what am I saying? Yeah. Reece Stanley.
Yeah. Okay, and that's unique. I mean, everyone, you know, that knew his qualities are well documented, and you know what he's going to do. Oh, I've got a couple of thoughts on him. I think you've got to move around on the crease with Nat Nui a bit. If you give him the same look at each centre bounce, he's just going to use his superior athletic skills and he's not going to have a chance.
Just on that point, specifically, what do you mean move around the crease? Just change the angle of where
change your starting position. Even if you're uncomfortable in it, I think you've got to do it, because if he just looks across the centre square and you're on the same spot each time, as I've noticed people do, his superior skills are going to just jump over you every time. Another thing I think you've got to do with him is probably concede that you're not going to get your hand on the ball. If you can come to that, then if you've got the skill set, I think it's a good idea with him to actually hit with him. So try and hit the same spot. Try and read his hand, because it's easier to hit with him and not have him hit it exactly where he wants than to try hit it against him and completely miss. So I'll be looking at his hand and saying, well, look, we're going to hit with him, so whatever he tries to do. Now, the thing about Nat Nui that is probably everyone would know this, he has missed a lot of footy, so he will be sore, no doubt. And I'm not quite sure of their thinking, but Stanley, I would think he'd want to get on his bike after the contest and be used by the rest of his teammates and make him do some running, because you might find he's not quite, you know, he's missed a lot of footy, and playing in the ruck is a really hard thing to do. You're really sore after each game. You know, I've read and noticed that Shane takes 3 and 4 and 5 days to get up, and most ruckmen do, all over my time there. It takes a long time because there's a lot of battering, a lot of hitting. Nat Nui will be sorer than he was from last week, and if you can make him chase you, you just might find his effectiveness and his time on the ground starts to decrease a little bit. So I would, you know, you almost got to take a ruck roving role with him, and then your teammate's got to be prepared to use you so that he's on the back foot. But all those are just series. He's still a wonderful player. I mean, they're just ways to sort of deflect his effectiveness, you know. I mean, he's a super player. He's beyond super. But whether he can butter up week after week over a final campaign, including tonight, I will be fascinated to see.
Can you get inside his head? Can you get inside his head in any way?
No, I don't think so.
You tried that, did you?
We tried that, yeah. He's not affected. There's guys that you can. We use all those years ago. He's Michael Pike, who was, you know, all those years ago, which we tried to get him to get inside players' heads. But some you can, some you can't. Some just laugh at you. And he wasn't one that we could ever do that to.
Tilbo, we really appreciate you giving us some time this morning. We look forward to the contest, mate. And Tim continues to push you up as the major influence over that great period at the Swans.
Greatly overrated, but not a problem. Thanks for the call, boys.
Steve Talbot there.
Thanks,
Talbot. Talking rucking. How am I going? Thinking that Collingwood are playing the West Coast Eagles. I wanted to talk about Reece Stanley. So, Reece Stanley, this is the challenge, right? The mental challenge of getting up for tonight. So he's playing all last week. He's playing. And they go, no, you're not playing. You're going to play the full back of the ruck instead. So that's okay. That's a kick in the guts. They lose. He thinks, oh, well, I'm a chance this week. All week is spent talking about how they're throwing money at Todd, a 31-year-old or 32-year-old Todd Goldstein, not only throwing money at him, throwing a 4-year contract. What do you reckon Reece Stanley's thinking as he's reading all this? He's going, they think that little of me that they're going after a 31-year-old for 4 more years. So therefore, I've got no role to play at this club anymore. That's effectively how he's thinking.
I'm chop liver.
Leads into the biggest maybe game of his life.
You know, the thing about this game is, and this is what the great thing about this game is, though, every time you step out there, Gary, you get the opportunity, don't you, to perform. Like right now, as tough as it might be mentally for him, I don't know his mental capacity or makeup or whatever, and he knows that these guys don't have a lot of faith in him, right?
Yep.
But he's playing for his football life.
Yeah, if not at Geelong, somewhere else.
Somewhere else. So if he's saying to himself, okay, I just got to get out there and perform. They've instructed me. They've given me the parameters of what it is they expect from me.
Hold that thought. I want you to, after the break, we only have a few minutes as we head towards 8. Mike Sheen's going to join us. I want you to tell us how Reece Stanley, what attitude he takes and what motivation he takes into tonight's game. SEN Breakfast from Melbourne Airport Valet. Simply drive up, hand the keys. We'll take care of the rest. Mike's here. He'll be in after 8 o'clock.